beyond $lambda CDM constraints from the full shape clustering measurements from BOS and EBOS, by Agni Semenate et al. We analyze the full shape of anisotropic clustering measurements from the Extended Baryon Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey EBOS quasar sample together with the combined galaxy sample from the Baryon Oscillation Spectroscopic Survey BOS. We obtain constraints on the cosmological parameters independent of the Hubble parameter H for the extensions of the models, focusing on cosmologies with free dark energy equation of state parameter W. We combine the clustering constraints with those from the latest CMB data from Planck to obtain joint constraints for these cosmologies for W and the additional extension parameters, its time evolution WA, the physical curvature density omega K and the neutrino mass sum m nu. Our joint constraints are consistent with flat cosmological model within 68% confidence limits. We demonstrate that the Planck data are able to place tight constraints on the clustering amplitude today, sigma 12, in cosmologies with varying W and present the first constraints for the clustering amplitude for such cosmologies, which is found to be slightly higher than the value. Additionally, we show that when we vary W and allow for non-flat cosmologies and the physical curvature density is used, Planck prefers a curved universe at 4 sigma significance, which is approximately 2 sigma higher than when using the relative curvature density omega k. Finally, when W is varied freely, clustering provides only a modest improvement of 0.021 electron volts on the upper limit of m nu. This was beyond $lambda CDM constraints from the full shape clustering measurements from BOS and EBOS, by Agni Semenate et al.